it is time for us to link up with Sluggy. Sluggy, of course, taking care of all things Barbadian with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Special guests already lined up in Zoom, and we say to Mr. Watson, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, my brother, Mr. Ronnie Clark. Good evening, Barbados. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You know, I always start my evening by thanking you all for staying tuned and locking in with us. You know, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is no officially a year gone officially, and we are more than a year now. And I really want to thank Barbados for ensuring that this show lasts so long. You know, it was just an idea. Throat by Starcom and Mr. Ellis, just an idea for a couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks turned into an entire year. And every Saturday, remember, it's nothing but Barbadian music, nothing but Barbadian art. And we've been doing it for over a year, Ronnie. That is a beautiful thing. So don't forget that, Barbados. This evening, I'm going to have some very, very special guests. Of course, you know, I love to salute our legends and our stalwarts. I love to salute our cultural icons. But he himself know that the bigger picture also is about introducing the world and Barbados to new artists, so that when persons like Troy and myself, when we decide, well, we're in retirement now, the next generation is in good hands. And that's something I learned from Troy as well, seeing him over the years. I remember watching Troy's band all over. They had a point in time when he can correct me when he comes in, but I had a point in time when I used to see Troy about 5 or 6 nights a week. That is how regular Troy's band was performing. You know, due to Corona and COVID-19 and the pandemic now, we will speak to him about how things are now. But I remember before the pandemic, boy, there had times when Troy be working 5 or 6 days a week, you know, and Troy does more than one thing, Ronnie. Like, it'd be amazing to me sometimes when we might think an artist cooled down or an artist stopped. And then when you realize this person has been doing something else that's equally as big for a long time, and Troy's an actor as well. And I remember seeing him pairing up with my good brother Ishaka McNeil and doing Laugh It Off for a number of years as well. And Troy's a highly acclaimed actor as well in his own right, have been doing it for a long time, and he fit so many different roles so easily. So we'll have a conversation with Mr. Troy Harper, aka Troy Special, and there's so many things we have to talk about. Ronnie just played a song. Troy's one of these persons that will take something that we say, you know, like street oratory, something that we say, man, it good. Man, Sluggy, how you? Man, Ronnie, you good? I tried to make that into something so sweet and into a whole song. Just that, I good. And then you saw what he did to depict Barbadian communities and Barbadian culture is Sikhi. We have a conversation about Sikhi as well. It's something that we have to revisit, Troy. So I hope Troy don't hear it, but Sikhi is something that we must revisit. Because for me, it was a phenomenon. And front of me heard Sikhi, I knew it would work. I knew it would be extremely big. And I knew that Troy wouldn't have done it for a long time. I knew all of that from the moment I heard Troy was sick. I know that this is going to be extremely big, but you know Troy's not going to always do it. And knowing how intelligent and clever Troy is, Troy did Sikhi for purpose, you know, to show how we are, how we accept things and what we accept. That was my feeling at the time. And I have two new young artists, Barbie. I just want you to remember the names, Destiny and Carissa. I want you to remember these names, Destiny and Carissa, two extremely talented young artists, and they are both ladies in their own right. And They want to introduce them to the world and to Barbados. And they give everyone a long introduction because, you know, it's not every day that we get to hear about the artists themselves and the work process and what they go through dealing with their creative work and why they do what they do. You know, it's not every day we hear this. Sometimes, you know, a lot of other places might just play the music, but here on VOB for sure, you know, especially with a person like Kashi in the morning, speaking to artists with his morning show, me, myself, Ronnie with so much knowledge. There's so many things we do to make sure you know the artist and the music personally. And that is my job here on BH and Rhythm and Rhyme as well. So I want to welcome Troy to the show. Good evening, my brother. And I want to welcome Destiny and Carissa to the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, manners. No.
Hold on, Sluggy. Hold on,
Sluggy. Go ahead, buddy.
Troy, go put your mic on. You might not.
That got to be Ronnie. That got to be number one lane for 2020.
As a part, and that's taken over from lower down your radio in the back. We're getting feedback. Listen to your phone and not the radio.
Well, gosh.
So Troy, put your mic on. We can't hear you, my friend. You just got to unmute. Just unmute the mic, and you should be good.
Oh, you hear me now?
Yes, clear.
Yes,
clear.
Buddy.
Sorry about that. Good evening to everybody. Good evening to Ronnie. Good evening to Sluggy. Good evening to the beautiful young ladies in the studio. Sluggy, I want to thank you so much for your kind words. It's humbling to hear that. I have a lot of respect for you and Randy. Ronnie also knows how I feel about him already and his broadcasting abilities. I'm always telling him that he is one of the best because he doesn't just play music. He gives it information and stuff. I think he's fantastic. Sluggy,
listen,
I want to thank you
for your time. Fantastic.
Let me finish. I want to thank you for your tireless efforts to propel the youth in Barbados. You and people like Randy and the stuff you're doing, trying your best. I know you for a long time, and I have a lot of respect for you. I think you're a brilliant artist yourself, and I want to thank you this evening for your kind words, you know? So, yeah, man.
Man, Troy, really, I honestly appreciate that, you know? And you and I both know that Randy and I, you know, we pick this up from people, you know, like, we ain't just doing it out of the sky. It's other people that did it that inspire us. And, like, seeing you work with artists, like, that younger than yourself, like Lana.
Right.
See you work with Lana Star for so many years. And then seeing her come from just being a young lady in the band, wanting the spotlight, to then being at the Party Monarch Finals. Seeing that transition and seeing you in the background, not saying nothing, just clapping. Like, don't think that,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? I'm a thespian, bro. Like, I'm a tick. Like, I love this thing. So, all them small things I see. I remember her singing, I can't get the crowd control because she come into a place where she got the whole crowd in control. She comfortable on the stage and her body language and posture, how she put herself on stage, draws in the crowd different. I see all those small things that the average person might not see. So just let you know that I look peeping from all that time. So we ain't just do it out of the sky.
Whoa.
We were
whoa.
It was I was watching this, but remember the first times in Harbor Lights. So when I first start playing
13 years.
Correct.
That was 13 years. I came into the band in 1998. And I don't know if you guys will remember. Why do we remember Andrea Grosvenor? One of the finest voices Barbados have ever produced. He's passed on now. Gone too soon. You know, but
top class.
Andrea. And then we had a song they used to play on the radio, and they had a video on CBC. Then you call me up on the telephone. Then I know my name. Then I know you're right. Come and pick me up tomorrow. You remember that song, right? Fantastic song, man.
Listen,
you know,
right? Troy, I haven't heard that song, right? Uh-huh. I haven't heard of that song.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you just jogged me back my memory, B. But Grosvenor, like, he was a really good...
He was a brilliant singer. And, you know, I've learned so much from him. The time he came, he welcomed me with open arms. Also, Ramesses was in the group before me. Ramesses welcomed me. Well, actually, it was Ramesses that told me to come and audition, you know? So I can't forget Ramesses, you know? because I was with the first band I sang with, actually was a band called Third Stone. I got introduced to this band through Richard Fleming, a guy that was in Teen Talent Show, and Sammy Dello. So that's how that, and Sammy Dello, this was around 93, 94, like that.
And, and Sammy Dello was one introduced to?
Yes. Yes. We performed together. We performed together. We performed together at Sandy Banks. And let me give you this story, right?
Mm.
We used to rehearse at UWA because Sammy used to go to UWA and we used to hang out there and stuff. Now, my first performance with this band, because Sammy had to do something, so a guy called Alex that used to play keyboards from Antigua, fantastic musician.
Yeah. Right?
He brought me in and we were rehearsing. We were rehearsing. Edwin's pumped me up. That was my first performance at UWA. And I always remember this. This is true. Gospel truth. I came on stage, they introduced me and they started to sing Edwin's pumped me up. And it was going well. And there are some guys at the front that started to boo me. I sang the song to the end. I lived through it. I sang the song to the end. When I came off stage, in my mind, I was saying, this is not for me. I'm done with this. A young lady came to me backstage. I have never seen her since. And she said, listen, don't let those guys deter you. You have stage presence. You got a lot of potential. You got a voice. And you know that through that. Don't let these guys deter you. You have a future. She saved me, you know. I don't know who she is. I never met her before, but I was done there then. That's a true story. I was done there and then. And she encouraged me to carry on because obviously it was young and, you know, and it was hard to come out on stage for the first time and get booed like that, you know. But
sorry, that's
in my mind, I was finished. So I say this to say, right, yeah. That with these two young ladies here and any other young person that's interested, you know, yes. Sometimes you're gonna run into people that are gonna bring negative vibes and they're not gonna be encouraging.
You gotta stumble.
Don't let that deter you. You have to be strong, you have to fight, you gotta work, you gotta remain humble. You gotta remain humble. Don't ever feel that you know everything. I'm still learning. I got spread my life at 48 in a couple of weeks. I'm still learning. You gotta be humble. You gotta understand that you got your ups and downs, your peaks and your valleys. You know, you gotta be able to roll with the tide. In every they got them points that the body can be, as you were saying, Barbara's checking for you. You know, you gotta learn how to accept that and how to, you know, pretty much chart the waters.
Learn how to accept it. Yes.
I understand that everybody's had their time and that sometimes it might not be your time. My reality is that I stepped away in 2012. Ronnie will know this. I just decided that I needed a little break and that turned into 7 years. And I've learned so much about myself in that time because I realized that I never really was too bothered about the spotlight. I just enjoyed entertaining. So it wasn't neither here or there for me. And so, you know, and it wasn't really a bother for me. And I understand that now, 7 years later, that is like starting over again because this generation coming out, reality is they don't know who I am. I'm like a new person now. Obviously, the older heads, they think will know who I am. But this younger generation now, the average young person under 30 will not really know who I am. So it's like starting over. So I have my work cut out for me if I really want to get back out there and get involved. That's reality. You understand? Yeah, man.
How many years is this for Full Force? How many years is this for Full Force?
I came into Full Force and Full Force was at the Hobbits before I came and they were there. I came in 1998 and they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they took over for Square One. Square One used to do that them two nights. They took over for Square One. Right?
Oh.
And I came in 1998 and I spent 13 years and then I moved on to the band that I'm currently with now. Obviously because of COVID, we can't do anything. Syndicate. So I've been with Syndicate now for 7 years. You understand? But I started with the band Third Stone, with Richard and Sammy. And then from there I came into Exhibit One with Tower Hold It and Kareem Clark. You understand?
Listen, Troy, right? Yes. See, you mentioned Exhibit today. You're just dropping them. You're just dropping these bombs. Yes. Like Exhibit One, bro. Like Tower Hold It.
Right.
Who was Kareem great Clark. In her own right, and Kareem Clark, who's great in her own right.
I was
two different artists, but I was very professional.
I, I was between the two sexiest women in entertainment. I was the luckiest man on stage.
Yeah, and yes, that's like truth.
And let me tell you,
talent brings and beauty, yes, bro.
Talent brings and beauty.
You know, yeah,
they had Saturdays on the Beijing Queen, and Tarek attested this. Kareen, yes, would have been singing, and we sometimes we there supposed to be saying backwards, and we are all, you know, we are all, because don't get tired. Kareen Clark is easily one of the best voices in the world.
Yeah, speak on it. Speak on it, buddy.
Real thing. You know? Yes. Yeah, man. I've been fortunate enough to work with all these. Kian had a little stint with us in Full Force as well. Kian spent a lot of time with us in Full Force as well. When she first came out, the first band she signed with was Full Force. Right? Brian, the keyboardist, he brought her in. You know? Yeah, man. So I've been fortunate.
That way Kian was extremely young, too.
Yeah, she was young and she was shy and she came out her box there, man, and you see where Kian is today as a top gospel artist. She had some really nice performance tunes as well, you know. So I've been fortunate enough to work with some really fantastic people that I journeyed with and I learned a lot from, you know, so I blessed, man. I have no regrets, you know.
Well, no, listen, you dropped, but I heard you say something just now that touched me. When you say that, and wanting a love about you.
Oh, sorry to cross you. Stephen Harris, another top vocalist. He had a good stint with us too, for Stephen Harris. Top class, great singer. I don't even know where he stopped, you understand? Fantastic singer, yeah, man.
He's still singing.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
He's still singing, Troy. I saw him up to...
He's still singing?
2 weeks ago, he was still singing with the band.
My fantastic tone, man. That guy. Yeah, man.
He's got the same hairstyle.
Yeah,
he has the same hairstyle as you now. He has the same hairstyle as you do.
All this hair? He got all this hair?
All the hair. You and him have more than Queen combined.
Whoa!
That's some serious stuff there, man.
Yeah, shout out Steven, man. Shout out Steven. I haven't heard from him in a world tour. I mean, either on radio or on stage, but he was someone like, obviously, like in 1993, I saw him make come out. I can't leave for me at, you know, like 10 or 11 years old. But then, being a young teenager and seeing these people, and you mentioned some names here, will tell you, and listen to me, we ain't just saying that because we on air, like, Barbara, this could go and do the research on what Troy is saying. You could go and pull up all Tara Hood songs, like, she was good. And then you could go and research Kareen Clark, and then if there's any music out there from Steven, you could go and chat. Like, these people were good.
Yeah, he did some recordings with Ian Allen. Remember Ian Allen was doing their compilations? Yes. Like, I'm sure he did some recordings with Ian Allen as well.
Yes, he did. Yes. I remember hearing about the compilations he was doing with Ian Allen. Ian Allen, like, you're telling me, that man was good, Troy. He was good.
Yeah, man.
And he loved it. At least that whole
we had a very good vibe on stage at Harbless, and we had a very good vibe. We had some choreography and stuff. Me and him had a really good vibe in them days at Harbless and stuff. I sang an MC at Harbless every Monday Wednesday for 13 years.
Yeah.
For that flow show.
No, you listen, that is something we can get into later for sure. That in itself, as an artist, really stepping outside of competition, singing and MCing, I mean, every week consistently, right? And then going and acting. I see such a different side to you now as a person outside of that. Then you start doing that consistently. Right. We can talk about that later, but that seemed like that at first for me was so surprising, and how comfortable you was just doing something, not because of the completely pressure different. Of having to do it no not the pressure of having to do it mm-hmm. no not that you're doing it and they got 10 other people doing it and we can see if you do it as good as them, just seeing in your element, in your world, was Troy was really saying different that I think that the Belgians outside of the tourists that got to see it would not believe it's the same Troy. Like is a different person to what we will see on the stage in our world. And we can talk about that. I can go in depth with that later. But here you mentioned something that we want to bring on these two young ladies, because you said you said the first time you did it, bro. You said the first time you did
it was bold. I was bold. I was bold.
Bro, that is so honest and open. That is being so honest and open.
But you see, I find that's a problem. No disrespect to anyone, but I mean, it's life. And artists, it doesn't matter what was your background. Artists, someone that's involved with a different aspect of anything to do with work, it is part of life. Everything is not going to run smoothly, you know. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. I was deterred. I was very deterred by it. That young lady, I've never seen her since. She saved me. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I was done. So she came back there. So you see, it only took one person. So, you know, it only took one person to show interest, to tell me that I can do this, to make them want to go forward and take those steps to try to get better and evolve, you know?
Whoa, boy, whoa. Listen, so Destiny, hearing that from Troy, I want you to tell us and Barbados, first and first, tell us your stage name and tell us why you doing this thing called music and entertainment. Because you just heard Troy talk about the hard beginnings, but coming through it and how beautiful it is now and why he love it and enjoy it. And we can talk to Troy some more about that. But after hearing that, I want you to tell us your stage name, Destiny, and why you mean that you are doing this thing called music and entertainment, Destiny.
Yes, please. Good night, everybody. My name is Destiny Hunt. My stage.
Good night, Destiny.
Yeah, my stage name is Blessings. And the reason I chose music is because at a place I was very young, music runs in my family. I must say, first of all, my cousins, nice. Kelly Duggan, Nicole Graham, Ryan Blackman.
They got Kelly, that may walk a course, boy. Kelly, that may walk a course.
And so watching my cousins sing is something that I always wanted to do. And when I went to foundation, I wasn't the best singer, but I had a teacher who always believed in me. And that teacher is Mr. Lori Rowell.
Oh, big up, that's the boss. That's the genius right there.
That's my buddy.
Yeah, that's your buddy. That's your buddy, Troy.
Yeah, also had a stink with full force, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's your buddy. Go ahead, Destiny.
Yeah, he pushed me and when I was in third form, he pulled me one side and said, you know, you would do good in the school band. I never sang on stages before, but thanks to Mr. Warrell, because I was starting to question myself, actually, where should I go? It was at a point where I had to make choices in terms of subjects. And it was between music and it was between home economics. And where words fail, music speaks. And my heart was always led to music.
Whoa, I love that, girl.
Yes.
I love that. Where words fail.
Music speaks.
Music speaks. Go ahead, that's sister.
Profound.
Go ahead.
That's profound.
Yes. Yes. So it was just, I could express myself better when I'm singing. And it's a place where I'm most comfortable at.
Nice. And that is good. That is a good thing to know at such a young age, to know. But listen, yeah, I'm comfortable here. This is where I can express myself most. So I'm doing this because you make it sound simple. But as you will know, going through it, your life before that decision, and then your life after that decision is two completely different worlds.
Yes.
You understand, like before you decide, oh man, I'm doing this. And then after you decide, listen, this is what I'm doing. But then you say, well, this is where you're comfortable. So that means you find your solace, you find your calm in music, you find that place where you can, who you feel it being in music.
Yes, I have.
Nice. Now, I saw some. Here you mentioned the stage name Blessings. Like we all know, you sound like an intelligent girl. And Troy is a man with words too. And Carrie is someone I spoke to before, so I know Carrie's mind is at a higher level as well. Now you know, how powerful it is to call yourself a certain name or give yourself certain names. Troy would know, but Troy called himself Troy Special, and that's a powerful thing to say about yourself. You understand? Now, why did you take on the name Blessing and decide this is the name I put into the world? This is the aura and the vibe I put into the world. Because you know that the bold step to call yourself something.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, real talk. So why do you decide to call yourself Blessings? Have it documented forever.
First of all, that is one of my middle names.
Good.
So I wanted to use one of my names, if not Destiny. I always said Blessings. And secondly, to be when I sing, when I do my thing on stage, just to bless others, as the older folks would say, be a blessing to someone. So to use my gift to bless someone is to touch the lives of others.
I love that. So Troy, for really. Does your name Destiny?
Yeah.
I did a question on the tap me time away. Does your name influence the art you want to put out?
Yes, it does. I've had a challenge before because I was at a place, I sing gospel. It's at a place where, you know, gospel music here, I find for myself, I'm not getting the recognition. And I just think to myself, well, Bash Matsoka, everybody's doing this, they're getting forward. This other person did this. So, but I believe firmly that God gave me a gift and my gift must go back to God. And no matter how hard it gets, I try my best to stick right in that gospel lane.
So it was always gospel for you?
Gospel. I started out in church, so it was always gospel and going down that reggae conscious vibe.
So, reggae you concentrate on, or you had released some soca in the past before?
I've did a gospel soca. I've did recently. Nice. Done a Spanish song for some producers in Barcelona. That's a first.
I saw the link for that. And when I hear it's like, whoa, wait. I was like, wait. This is different. She going all in the song like she into the language. You just learned the language for the song, really?
I did French at CXC level. I couldn't take the Spanish. Let me see. And when I got the call, it was like, can you do a Spanish song for us? We need it by a certain time. You know, opportunity missed can never be regained. And so I took the opportunity. I said, by any means, I will learn Spanish.
And you learned the Spanish for the song? No.
Yes.
You studied the meaning behind the words as well?
Yes, I did.
Nice. It was written by who?
Myself. All the songs I've released, I've written myself.
Well, that's really, really great. No, you learn Spanish, write your song in Spanish, or you write it in English, and then
wrote it in English first.
You then convert it in Spanish, which we all know is difficult because the exact translation and the way you say and sing is not the same.
Yes, it's quite hard.
Yeah, right, so that, for me, knowing Spanish, not telling Barbados to come and talk to me in Spanish, okay? For me, knowing how, and Troy, you know, you got to be careful, because you know me, everything I see here on Radio Boy, me tell you, Barbados is click to it real quick. And yeah. I love them for that. I love it, you know, I really appreciate the love, yeah. So I'm not that. You're saying it, man.
Oh, you're on your P's and Q's.
Yeah, bring it on, Barbara. They say, don't mind. They love it. But, you know, somebody can come and talk to me in Spanish. No, I know Spanish good and make me shame. But knowing language, Troy, and knowing well, if I say, my name is Kevin, writing it might look different, might read different. in a different language, you understand? They might read Kevin his exactly. name. You know what I mean? So like mm-hmm. knowing that and seeing a young seeing young people take on those challenges, Troy, in different cultures. How important it is, bro, for our young people to do things like that.
Well, all I can say is that they're the future. And it's very important too for us that being there to be encouraging. You understand? I find too many times, and this isn't a disrespect to nobody, this is just being
honest. No. Go ahead. I love it. This conversation is good.
I find too much times we have too many artists that, you know, I find that they're a little critical of the new generation. I know some of the older heads that got a serious problem with the bashment. I try to find the positive in everything. And what I have found, and yes, I know some of the songs you may push, but yeah, I understand all of that. But you as an artist and as a writer, you sit down and listen to some of the main some of the wording, the stories, how am I so your back like a Pringle. You understand the creativity, as simple as that may seem. You understand the creativity in that, and when you picture somebody doing a certain generation with a body that actually got the art like a Pringle, you understand to even sit down and come up with that.
Yeah,
you gotta be some sort of genius.
Yeah.
So I view the whole thing differently to other people. Yes, all of us, yes, yeah, I agree, some gotta work on stuff, but all of us started, but you gotta start. The point is that you're making music.
Yes.
It has a following. So it doesn't matter the genre. And I understand what the young lady is saying. You know, she feels a little bit out of the loop because of gospel, and she's sticking to her roots. All I can tell you, sweetheart, stay strong. Stay strong, stay true to yourself, And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who will continue to encourage you and continue to stick by you because you are following the path that you believe in, and you're going where you want to go or where you want to be.
Well, let's take in a track right now. The song's called Trust, and this is Blessings.
When all that I've been feeling is disgust and pain. They say that things get better over time. That's a lie, cause I woke up in a place I never seen before. A place with tinted windows and locked doors. A place where there's no chance to escape. No, there's no way. Save me, help me, I'm pleading for mercy. Save me, help me, I'm pleading for your mercy. I plead the fifth, some things on my mind I can speak it. You told me to keep it a secret, you took my body and mistreated. You abused it, now I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm gonna live or die, but my message will be heard tonight. Something that I cannot hide no more. I lost all hope in a world full of pain. A world without love, a world full of hate. No world I can gain from. I've been a hell to earth, to hell again. I've been selling my body to meet these ends. I really don't know how much more of this that I can take. I'm only 16 with a 16 pointing at me. May end up 6 feet deep or at the bottom of the sea, yeah. Teach your children the reality and the hardships of being in the streets, so they don't end up like me. Save me, help me, I'm pleading for mercy. Save me, help me, I'm pleading. Can you please give a listening ear?
collective group, we got one.
There you have it. That's Blessings in a track called Trust. And of course, Sluggy, that's a contrast to the reggae track, which he also serviced to radio. When we say service to radio, we mean distribute, we mean send, we mean share. So that shows the diversity and talent.
If you put music videos to, I just spreading it. If you put music videos to a lot of these social commentary that we hear around Kapova, you can imagine a you can imagine one every song with a nice video. You can imagine a lot of these songs with videos so that people can actually visualize and bring the song to life in video.
Yeah.
It, to me, it would make a big difference. But as I said, we got the collective, we got to work together. Even recordings. I'm fortunate because at the beginning of the year, before the whole COVID thing started, because I'm trying to get back involved in, you know, I did both recordings, and fortunately, I got to pay for them before the COVID thing started. Otherwise, I would owe Peter Copeland there and grant all it. No.
Yeah. But
thankfully, I got to deal with them before it started, right? And both of these guys worked with me, gave me great deals, you know, and I think people
and, you know, mention two heavy names too, Darren Grant, yes, and Peter Copeland. Come on,
yes,
man.
Yes, man. Right. You know, so I say all this to say that we got to work as one fraternity. It sounds cliche, but to me, like, this is how me and Dale is operate. Dale doing the song, Dale can call me special. I want some backups. I gone.
Yeah.
He do the same for me. Yeah. Call special. How we think of this part? We think of that part, you know? And we just be brutally honest with one another. It ain't always agree on everything, see everything same, yeah? And you know, but that's where we have to live. I did something a few weeks ago. I did something last week for Bobby Tran up in St. Philip. We trained something up in St. Philip. Dale drove all the way at St. Philip to support me. He did something a couple weeks ago at Coconut Court. He called me and said, special, my microphone ain't working. I rush, drop whatever was doing, take a shower. Make sure I took the microphone for Dale when he got there. Dale said, special, you can do little backups for me. I ended up being on stage behind Dale the whole night doing backups. That is where we got to live.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we have to live.
Yes, you part understand? Of the things, yes. That's have to.
To live.
Have to.
By now, if Sluggy doing the show in the north, what should happen is you should be able to call everybody and say, listen, fellas, this is my show tonight. I charge into, and I understand, and Ronnie could attest to this. This is what you guys just do back in there. Especially now, I don't want to show up in the north. I charge in $10. Tonight is my night. I want to come and guest appear. I can hold the door. Next week, it will be Dale time. All people will perform for Dale. He hold the door. The next week will be my time. I go perform. I hold the door.
Yes.
We have to start doing these things, but again, easier said than done. Right? So, young lady, I like the song. It's fantastic. I love your tone. I can hear the passion in your voice, you know, and I wish you the best.
Written by her as well, Troy.
The writing is outstanding. And I could tell that you're heavily influenced by the R&B hit hop thing.
Yeah. Listen, man, we ain't just capping as my nephews and nieces would say. We are just talking like, this is good work for real. You know what I mean? And
yes, ma'am.
Obviously, Ronnie will not play on radio if it's not adequate to play on radio. Yeah. We all know that. Like, Ronnie won't do it. So it have to be adequate for radio first. Then, when we can break down the song as musicians and pick things about the song that is good. When you said that you see this song as social commentary, it is painting a story. And you also said you can see that so much people can relate to it. No, that is breaking down a section of the art. And then you said you can hear the influences, and you mentioned other genres.
Yeah,
that's 3 points. And then you said you could hear the passion, and that's because of her delivery, meaning the way she put over the song. So that's four different things technically that you've broken down within the song as to why is you would consider it a very good song from all standpoints. It can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? It can relate to it. It got playback value. Two, it paints a story, which is something that you spoke about even in the Bashman. You know, you said stories. You can see it. It's something really happening. This is good work. That's
you have to listen with an open ear.
Yeah,
as silly as that may sound, I know you understand what you're trying to say.
No, right. you got to listen without judgment first, and then allow the song to tell you what it's saying. Exactly. So that's what you mean by listening with an open ear. You've been watching and listening, Bobby. I've been watching and listening. You know what I mean? And learning. Like, so when you say listen with an open ear, now that I'm older, I fully understand what that means. That means listen without judgment first. Let the song tell you what it's doing, and three, let the music take you where it's going. Like, and at first, they don't understand me all say so, but I'm able to explain it now from listening to you all over the years in interviews and conversations, breaking down the music. And Destiny, what inspired you to write a song like this? Save me, because that's a serious thing to say. And
that chorus stick in my head. Yeah, that chorus stick in my head, man.
Yeah. Like, Destiny, what inspired you to write that?
Yes, please. I have a friend of mine who was in my music class at Foundation, and he's bringing out a movie on human trafficking, and he asked me to write, this will be my second song on human trafficking. The first one is...
He's bringing out a movie. Hold on. This is a youngster from your class in Barbados that doing this?
18 years
old. Troy, chat with you. How old you say he is?
18, firstborn.
What is his name?
Asher Squires.
Listen, Troy, man.
Even the name sounds interesting, man.
Well, you hear what these young people are doing, Troy? You hear young people are doing, like, a movie on human trafficking, like, an 18-year-old in Barbados, an 18-year-old young man in Barbados.
Have that kind of foresight to be so in-depth at that age.
Bro. Come on, man. Big up Squires. And if you're listening, if you're tuning, you know what I mean? And if anybody tuning from Destiny's class, Destiny's friends listening right now, like, tell that young man we see maximum respect. We wish him all the best. So he contacted you to write a song for the movie Destiny. Now, that's a different mindset and a different scope. As you were not writing a song, like, you're singing gospel music, writing a song, praising God, but keeping those morals, but doing the work that is needed for the movie, but still maintaining yourself at a young age. And Troy will know this, like, doing those things be hard. Like, if Troy writing a song for someone, or Troy writing a song for a purpose, if Troy writing a song for Laugh It Off, versus if you try writing a song to perform at Harbor Lights, or try writing a song for competition, is be different, but still Troy won't
be different approach.
Troy. But you still won't be Troy doing it. You understand what I mean? So you is a really interesting balance. Like, what was the process for you in creating this song? How did you research for it? How did you know how you want it to sound? Let us know that process.
Yes, I wrote a previous one on human trafficking before. This one is called Save Us. And the one for Save Us, I wrote that for a CXC for English. And in releasing it, this is what got me serious about my career in music. The song Save Us was heard by a member, a worker at UNICEF, and that is now a public service announcement for UNICEF.
Wow. Well, come on, talk your things, girl. Yeah. Talk the things, girl. My young people talk the things.
Yes, please. And so that song, I wanted the second song to sound completely different. And I heard he told me he wanted it to bring tears to the listeners' eyes. And so,
gosh.
Yes. So I went deep in my thinking box. And the first part of the song was, save me. Help me, I'm pleading for mercy. And from singing that, the words came.
So good life, girl. So good life, girl. So good life, girl. Bring on VRB 92.9. Beijing Rhythm and Ring, my viewers truly, and my brethren, Nobby Clark. That's you. You got a good voice, yeah. She's so good, yeah. No, let's carry, sir. These these young people try to carry here?
Yes, please.
No, good, no. You know, you take time out from your busy week and the rest of your friends will be presently at grand rehearsal. So you know we got you holding, but you just want to say a salute. I think this is 44 years for Richard. I didn't want to get the years wrong.
44.
Right, it's 44 years?
Yes, please.
Wow, cheers to Sluggy. Good. No. Remember the first time I saw you, like I told you, don't stop singing, but I see you so much more than just competition. But in having conversations with the young people, I realized that over the years, how much having something to look forward to every year, so you can express yourself, like what Destiny was saying, wanting to express herself, the need for somewhere to express herself, and she used music. No. How important, I guess saluting the Grandmaster Richard, no, how important was Teen Talent to your growth and development as an artist and singer, Carissa?
Well, it was highly important because that was the first place I ever sang in front of people before. Mm. 7 years ago, mm-hmm. Mr. Stout would have told me to come to the rehearsals on Thursdays, and I went and I was so shy. I would sing through a microphone and no one would still not be able to hear me. My confidence would have grown so much that I can sing in front of thousands of people without being nervous. And
that you got me here good now, because I don't see none of that. And like, matter of fact, my first thing ever to someone about you, to people, your mother, to judges, to so much people, my first thing to you, to them about you was, and your mother could see this, was you, this girl, you know, like, how people like Troy would see it, where Troy see Lana see, like, you, she would do good on the stage. I don't care what she doing, any competition, I don't care what she come, I don't care what she sing. See, she on a stage with a band, performing for people. She at home, boy, when they first saw you, that is what I see. For you to know, come and see that you used to sing before, and you were so shy that the people would still not hear you, to this person that I know, which is a complete 360. How did you overcome that? What were some of the things you did? Was it the rehearsal every week and the competition that did that for you? How did you overcome that, Carissa? Because you're a far different person now.
Well, over the years, I would have been going to Mr. Stowe every single Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. And I would have also done voice training with Destiny's cousin, Nicole, and Lisa, many others, vocal trainers that I would have went with that helped me to boost my self-confidence. But I must say,
you invest in your craft, that's good.
Yes, I did. But a big thanks to Mr. Stowe because he played a very important role in my growth.
And like that is good. And I guess Troy guess is the consistency, and not just the consistency. Troy is doing something good, because if you do the wrong thing consistently, you develop bad habits. But it's doing something good, Troy, consistently, that I find that really helps the youth. Like, and that'd be the hardest part, buddy. Like, being able to provide something for the young people. To provide a place, or opportunity for them to play their craft, for them to play their trade, for them to play their trade and their art weekly, being letting them be able to express themselves weekly. I find that really helps. Like, if you do that for, let's say, a year or two, where every week these young persons have this place, whether it's stage on with you, whether it's on stage with me. Red is here with me and Ronnie. Red is with Randy. Red is with Lori. Red is with Ryan Blackman. Red is with Mahalia. You know, whoever out there doing it. Red is with Mr. Dale, Mikey. You got a lot of people that's helping you, right, Troy? But I find that
that's a fact.
Having the guidance, but doing it consistently, like in a quick time, especially with this end, that I realize we all. That way, tell you that we're going to talk about YC, you're all doing Atlanta. and this sport from all back then, you holler, whoa, I was watching it for a long time, bro. I find that if you get in that guidance and you young, you are a certain age, but you grasp things in your mind. In a quick time, you can turn a young artist, no matter the level, and it being real with this, Troy. No matter how bad the music, you get a young person at a certain age, you can really make them great because of the age and the stage they are at. Like, what is that?
Once, because from my experience, once you bring positive energy to a youngster and make them understand that you there's something special about you, you know, that you can propel yourself and go to higher heights. Once you instill that sort of belief in a youngster, you will see the difference. As you would say, you will see the difference in them almost immediately. But you have to be selfless. Sometimes it even takes stepping back within yourself to let them shine. You understand? And to make them understand that you can do this, right? And there's so much talent in Barbados. I get so tired saying so. There's so much untouched talent in Barbados. You understand? Sometimes you go to karaoke and you hear a young person. I see what people don't understand. I find a lot of people don't understand, right? You can have some person, and you will know this Sluggy, got a fantastic voice, but they don't understand the range or the pitch. So they may go choose a song that is sound too high for them. They don't understand because their ears are not trained. They don't have that experience to understand.
Right, and so you don't get the best of them. Yeah, Troy speakers, talk the things, buddy.
Because that don't mean that they ain't great. And all that happened is that you just got to show them and make them understand how to use the greatness. They're just a diamond in the rough. If I had listened to people, if I, Troy Harper, had listened to people, I wouldn't go anywhere. Because in the beginning, some people would say, man, you can't really sing the same because it was green. I knew I had potential. A lot of people knows what me saying at the wedding, though. You understand? I had the right people around me to encourage me. I had the right people around me to instill that belief in me and made me understand that I can do it. And again, and I will continue to say this, you have to instill that belief in them. There's so much talented people. You know this, like, because you, Randy, I can go on. Y'all tirelessly trying to help these young people. And we have too much venues that are just closed, nothing happening, that we could be paying on concerts monthly. You understand? We could be doing things, but it's just a lot of talk. You understand? We could be doing things to expose these young people and let Barbados see how much greatness we have here. Look at Destiny. Listen to that song. That's an international song, though. That's an international song anywhere in the world. Help me, save me. That's an international song anywhere in the world. Huh? You can hear Fantasia just singing that. You can hear what the girl named that was in Dreamgirls with the fantastic voice.
Jennifer Hudson.
Lord of mercy. You understand what I'm saying? That is a fantastic song. And again, you know, because there's no outlet, there's no environment really. A lot you that's what you say, a lot of people go karaoke and expose themselves because there's nothing else going on. You know, unless you're fortunate enough to get to play your trade on the hotel circuit.
Yeah.
And I know look at the situation in Barbados. So you got to reinvent and look to find other ways to play your trade. Because
Ronnie was speaking about that. So you just speak about the hotel and the loss of that and so on. And what we got, I don't know, Ronnie on many occasions right here on Radio on the Same Show was speaking about that, like where we are now versus where we were. And what we have to do, like, that's something that Ronnie spoke about so many times passionately, because it's a different time going forward. And as much as they needed it before, they need it even more now. But we have to be mindful of how we're doing it now. So you hit some salient points there, Troy. Yeah. Boy, you spoke about opportunity. Like of course, like, it's come here. People just call me and apologize. People said I'm working for the NCF, but it's bigger than the NCF, right? But there's something they realize, Troy, like, one body or one person can't do it alone. Like,
no,
we at Starcom, we can't do it alone. And CF can't do it alone. So when you spoke earlier, you said, even before you knew that because of Carissa and Destiny, this conversation would go this way. You mentioned before the conversation went this place, you said, Troy, that you said certain reasons why we need all of us doing it. before you even knowing that this conversation would come up. You understand? That was so profound. Yeah. You said like we would do a deal. Our deal would do you and what our artists would do. Then you said the need for it to be done more within the different
styles on a wider scale.
You mentioned that before the conversation went there, B. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's important because when you spoke about opportunities, right? Like, you might have the NCF doing their thing, but they might have a person like me who's attract different types of people to my energy and my vibe that might never ever go to a NCF thing. You know what I mean? Right. And it's not even a bad thing. You understand? Right. Like, we all can't do it. Like, if they got 40,000 youngsters, the NCF can't accommodate 40,000 youngsters every
week. Impossible.
So that's why, like, so what you said is so important. It's imperative that we do this. Like, we need all of us doing this for real. Like, Kerry, so when is this preliminary? Because you understand, for this competition that we all know and love for so long, especially Troy and I, we've been following Teen Talent for years, you know, lots of great talent coming from Teen Talent. Troy, a lot of our great, great friends. No,
exactly.
There's only one preliminary this year. I understand, Carissa. Well, when is that preliminary?
The preliminary is tomorrow, Sunday, October the 18th at 7 p.m. at the museum.
Where, boy? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the first and only preliminary?
Yes, please.
How many contestants is in this preliminary?
22 contestants.
Woo! Oh. This is a fight tomorrow, Troy boy.
Oh,
they have to see this. They have to see this tomorrow. This is a fight. There's a fight. 22 and it's one. And what are your two songs you'll be doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be doing Get Here by Olita Adams and Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
Yeah, you can't. You are enough. You are enough.
You're talking about Get Here from the song from the 80s?
Yes.
You
please.
Can reach me by trail. Yeah, you sing that tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Give us peace. I want a verse and chorus. Let me go. I want a verse and chorus. You singing these big people music. Troy, she's singing these big people music.
That's a classic, man.
Why? I want a verse and chorus at least. Right now, a cappella on VOB 92.9. Pigeon, rhythm and rhyme. Go.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me by airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here. There are hills and mountains between us. Always something to get over.
Mm.
I had my way. Surely you'd be closer.
Stop right there. You know what I love about you? You know what I love about you? You made that sound your own. You bend the notes and things to suit you. You did it your way. You understand?
This that sound is
fantastic. Most people
want to control Troy boy.
Most people when they can sing a song, they can try to sing just at the person and you know, but you at that young age. You already have an identity in your voice. That is fantastic, man. That's fantastic. I wish you the best tomorrow. I love your control. I love how you're dropping the notes and stuff. You made it your song. That is fantastic, man. God bless you tomorrow, man. I wish you the best. Yeah, man.
Listen, right, Troy. Listen, right, and Carissa, you can ask your mom this behind me back because I tell me they didn't know it was your mom, but. I just saw this person standing next to me and I said to this person, this girl is herself. You know what I mean? She's more than just what we see him on stage. And no Troy come and no Troy meet you for the first time. Troy said you have an identity in your voice. Troy saying so. I've never had a conversation with Troy about you. I was fired out on everything. I've never said anything to Troy about you in my life. And he's seeing the same exact thing I said when they first heard you and saw you. And he's not seeing you. You know what I mean? So they did a gift deal.
For the first note, man. And what I have learned over the years, right, Sluggy? And you could attest to this, right? Because, you know, being coming up, you hear a lot of singers and different riffs and all type of thing. What I have come to understand with years and experience, it is more important to have an identity and a tone than being able to throw your voice all about the place. Not saying that is not a good thing too if you have it, but everyone doesn't have it. People have different strengths, right?
Yes.
And a perfect example, me and Dale had this conversation, Lionel Richie. I don't know if y'all ladies know who Lionel Richie is. Lionel Richie ain't got all the acrobats, but Lionel Richie's tone and style is so identifiable.
It doesn't matter.
For the time you know how it is. Exactly. So it is more important to have a voice that people can relate to. And from the time people hear you, they know it's you. You understand? Is the uniqueness is what is going to take you to that next level. When you hear Asian Clark, you know it's him. When you hear Dale, you know it's him. When you hear My God, because it's calling My God, Edwin Haywood, you know it's him. Right? When you hear Colin Spence, you know it's him. You understand? When you hear the mighty Gabby, you know it's him. When you hear Red Plastic Bag, ain't nothing, understand what you're saying, ladies? Ain't nothing to do with singing, but you know it's him. You get my point yet? Individualism, yes. identity is the most important thing. Right?
Oh yes.
It's easy to try to do whatever Stephen Wonder is do. It's easy to try to do what Fantasia is do. But Rain, like even when I heard Destiny with that song, you can hear her influence from those artists, but she has her own style, her own tone.
Save me.
You understand?
Save me.
At such a young age to see where you two young ladies are. It is fantastic, man. I just happy to be alive to see so much talent in Barbados, and then who are alive to see this talent get the opportunity to be showcased. You understand? It's in one way or the other. But again, it has to be collective. We, the older heads, we got to bridge the generation gap. We need each other. We got to come together. You understand? It sounds cliche, but I'm saying it all the time. We need each other. Because you can show us what we need to get with now, and we can show you how we get where we are.
Oh yes. And can you see what your second song?
Make you feel my love by your dad.
Oh, you know these love songs. Oh gosh, you love the beautiful things. So I ain't vexed for you. But you have a nice voice singing too. You're singing two powerful songs, two very, very powerful songs. And you said it's tomorrow at 7 p.m.?
At the museum, yes, please.
22 contestants.
22 contestants.
And that's a semi-final or straight final?
Semi-finals.
Okay. How much I'm going to the semi-finals?
I think 17.
Whoa. Okay, cool.
I would never like to be a judge in that.
Yeah, boy, that's not a task.
For real.
That is a task. Destiny.
Yes, please.
Let us know before we go. Let us know where to look for you. Where can we find you if you have your music online anywhere? Please let us know, and let us know if you have any more projects coming for us.
Yes, please. You can find my music on YouTube. The channel's name is Blessings. And Instagram, allaboutmusic_02. Facebook, Destiny. And I am currently working on releasing an album for next year.
Wow. Oh, sweet. You have a target date in mind?
I'm looking at the latest me.
Well, girl, that's very, very close. An ambitious girl.
Yeah.
Troy, an album by me and Troy, boy. Let me tell you, that is some serious.
I'm assuming she has some songs finished or
anywhere. Yeah, she got something on the stash.
Yeah, we have music.
We will see. We have that on the stash. We got that in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah. Ingredients already have. Taking out and stuff, you know?
Yeah, prepared, yeah. looking forward to that. Looking forward to that for sure. Before you go, Destiny, before you go, Destiny, give us piece of Save Me Life before we tune out and go. We want a piece of Save Me Life right here on VOB 92.9.
Yes, please.
Trust. How am I to trust again when all that I've been feeling is disgust and pain? They say that things get better over time. That's a lie, 'cause I woke up in a place I never seen before. A place with tinted windows and locked doors. A place where there's no chance to escape. No, there's no way, no. Save me, help me. I'm pleading for mercy. Save me, please help me. I'm pleading for your mercy.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. That's what we're talking about. This is the reason. The reason they do this. This is the reason they do this. This is the reason they do this. Troy.
You hear a tone, though?
Yes. Before we sign out, I want you to tell Barbados, why did you decide to do Laugh It Off as an artist? Why did you decide to do Laugh It Off? You have to give us that before we go, before we wrap up.
Well, being in K Shepherd All Stars, being backstage, the likes of John Kane, the Mighty Gabby, you know, Ishaka, all of us used to be backstage, just talking a lot of foolishness and cracking jokes and having fun. Gabby is hilarious, by the way. John Kane is a clown. You know, and I would try to do my little part. And, you know, I'm a jovial person. Anyone that knows me know that I'm...
Yeah, you call some men and talk some joke, boy. And yes, Smokey too, boy. You see Smokey? Smokey was the king.
Well, that's the person that brought me into Calypso. That's another conversation for another day altogether. Yeah, we ain't got the time. But, and then, yeah, next week was one of the managers. The tank, Cicely Spencer Cross, was also part of management and stuff. Because Class Calypso and Concourse came together. That's how. They came to being K Shepherd All Stars, right?
Yeah.
So I was at work a day, and that's what called me, and he said to me, "Troy, I believe that you can act." I was like, "Me?" I said, "Yeah, I just did a little program at school with one or two players, but I never did anything serious." He said, "No, man, I believe you can act. Would you be interested in doing a cameo in Laugh It Off? It'll be you and Ishaka." Now, Ishaka had much more experience than me. He was in NIFCA. He did a lot of stuff. Don't mind he's younger. He had much more experience. So when we came...
And a cameo, you got to explain what he meant by just doing what you're supposed to be just doing a cameo. You got to explain what he meant.
A cameo would be just doing probably one or two little skits, and that would be
correct.
Not doing the show in its entirety. Correct. But what happened was, when we got to rehearsal, then John Walker and Ian decided... Something happened and John Walker pulled out, and they were going to New York. And at the last minute, they decided to throw me into the fire and take me to New York with them. And the rest is history.
That is beautiful.
I did very well in New York, and the rest is history. From there, came back, and the only reason both times I stopped the show was because of commitments to bands. I was rehearsing in 2012 when I came into Syndicate, and I had to make a decision because Syndicate, we were very busy, and I had to make a decision. That's how I ended up out of the show. And up to now, every single year, Inesuit still calls me and asks me if I'm available. You know? Yeah, man. So that's how I really got started with the show. So I must thank Inesuit and Cicely Spencer Cross for bringing all the sides of me that I didn't even know that was there. You know?
Yes. I had a conversation with her as well on a show.
A brilliant actress,
brilliant beyond measure, and
yes,
next week for part two, we have to talk about that relationship with Sissy Spencer Cross, that yes. process in Laugh It Off. And yes. we have to explore you and Smokey's relationship and him
yes.
bringing yes. you into Calypso yes. and introducing yes. us, people like me, who yes, now sir. Know who now know you and consider you a good friend. And that is all because Smokey brought you into this genre next week. We must explore yes. those things. There's so much to explore. So I want to thank you yes. for coming on. This is part
one. I want to thank you for having me too, Sluggy. It's been a pleasure.
Come on, no problem, buddy. Much, man. Yeah, yes. man. It's nothing but love, Troy. You have been brilliant today. Like, and I'm sure there are many people listening. My phone's going crazy. Like, whoa. Troy have a lot of like so much that Troy have a lot of story to tell. People in religion have yes. so many things to tell. And yeah, and listen, people, we ain't talk about we ain't went in depth with Sissy Spencer Cross yet, peoples. We did not mm-hmm. went in depth Laugh It Off and how the years was and the process was and learning the parts and the process for acting and the places he traveled. We ain't explored that yet. We haven't yes. explored his relationship with Smokey Burke and how Smokey yep. Burke got into Calypso and we haven't explored Smokey as his mentor. We haven't explored Troy going from Troy to Sicky and the reason why and then back. It's all of those things, people. So if you think that Troy had a lot to say today, and if you think you got some stories today, people, 5 extremely great points in his life we haven't mentioned as yet, people. Just let you know that you know me who I work. So you must tune in next week for part two for sure. Destiny, I second Troy's words. You are brilliant. I love what you are doing. I keep doing it. And just know you have a home here on Beatty Rhythm and Rhyme. I don't know how much I can do, but I know that I will do as much as I can do. Like, for sure. And big up Mr. Yeah. Cummings, big up Mike Cummings for plugging me into you and introducing us. So big up Mike Cummings. I love and respect you for that. Triple X, message me, Triple X. Artist is locked on and he's loving the show. Maximum respect to Triple X. Carissa, you heard Troy. You heard what Troy said about your voice. The same thing I said. And we want to wish you all the best tomorrow at yes, the Teen Talent. Yeah, Carissa. And before you go, just let us know again where Teen Talent is tomorrow, what time it is, and if we can come out and pay at the door. Before you go, just plug in Teen Talent again. Big up, Sir Richard Stout.
Legend.
So Teen Talent is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Barbados Museum, and it is $25 at the door or $20 by ticket.
Sweet. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I want to thank Barbados for tuning in. I want to thank Barbados for loving the show, making the show number one. I really appreciate everyone in Barbados for accepting me into their homes, you know, and considering me a loved one. Like, I say this every week because I'm not waiting till somebody gone. I really respect Ronnie Clark for accommodating me, Troy. Like, you know, like, it's not much times that we get these kind of opportunities, and I was able to let the entire nation of Barbados see me and become a household name and then be known. And be known as the man that is introduced
much new
talent
and
push new talent. Yes. So I got to big up Ronnie Clark for accommodating me. And it has been a great show today. And to my brother Ronnie, please be safe tonight. I know you're working hard, working long. Please be safe, Ronnie, and get home safe, my brother.
Bring the computer, man. Been
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB 92.9, the nation's number one. And this is your brethren. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. And I'm handing it over to the great Nobby.
Great show, Ronnie everybody. Clark. Great show. Congratulations. Great show. I'm going to leave you with a piece of Troy Special. And this was from Pickety Crop Semifinals 2012. And the song is called AA.
Genius here! If you're feeling good tonight, say yeah! Whoa! I love my drinks, my, you know, the rum shops, my home. From morning to morning, I get in stone. Any type of spirit, my night licking. Whoa! The few cents I got, all I spend in. My family hurting a lot. Because they can't get me to stop. I told them there's only one way I will go to AA. But hey, if RTC, get back in these semis.
I will start drinking.
Oh Lord.
I will start drinking.
F Biggie Irie, get slim and trim. I hit red, put more Guinness again.
I will start drinking.
Oh Lord.
I will start drinking.
If they give you a house when you win the crown, an RPB right Gabby sounds.
I will stop drinking.
Oh Lord.
I will stop drinking.
If Calypsonian stop talk, the alma name okay.
I will go to AA.
If Adonijah come inside the shop and eat a pork chop,
I
will then have to stop.
I will stop drinking.
One time.
I will done drinking.
Two times.
I will stop drinking.
Gymnasium.
I will done stop.
Rap shop dance. Brr. How you feeling? Wife me home, all me outside women. Whoa. Because of alcohol, me lose every single thing. I used to be a top class painter, but nowadays I just hardly get.